Sefolufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Forty-7 minutes after the hour, big day, an exciting day for football teams all over the place. We're keeping an eye on a little bit of everything as far as signing day. But I'm telling you, and again, we cover a little bit of everything here. The excitement is where Kevin Lytle is today in Fort Collins. A lot going on with this Rams team. And Kevin, talk to us, man. I'm seeing a lot of wide receivers, 4 million quarterbacks. It's just absolutely chaos over there in Fort Collins.
Yeah, Jay Norvell and staff are loading up the air raid offense with the combo of some really high-ranked high school guys and then picking off some chosen ones from Nevada. So a lot has happened today. A lot of the names from today, you're going to see a number of these guys on the field, that first game to start 2022.
Yeah, that's what I was going to, I never know, who's going to be those guys, especially from the high school side of things. But the things I'm catching, obviously Nevada, it's like the entire city is over there from Reno. And then Inglewood, California, there's a lot of there, a lot of Aledo, Texas, too. So a lot of those names sticking out. And boy, California, we knew Coach Norvell. He talked about recruiting California. He's good at it. He's got a handle over there.
Yeah, I mean, he's hit California really hard, specifically the LA area. You mentioned there are three guys from Inglewood High School that have signed. They just flipped Mekki Fox, who is committed to UCLA, flipped to CSU, a receiver from Pasadena. Many of the guys transferring from Nevada are also originally from California, so they've really hit that state hard. And I think that's obviously you're just trying to find the best players and they have ties there, but it's also reinvigorating the fan base a bit. Some of CSU's best teams are, a lot of California kids. There are a lot of alums that have been kind of tuned out to the program that I think are getting excited again. So it's one of those, it's serving several purposes right now.
All right. So what sticks out to you? Well, number one, is it Clay Millen? Is that the number one thing, the quarterback that sticks out to you at this point?
Yeah, I think you have to kind of circle him as the number one takeaway or whatever you want to call it, because I think Clay Millen is your front runner to be the starting quarterback, because I don't know who else it would be. He's only a redshirt freshman, but a year in the system, really highly touted guy. We know Todd Santeo is transferring, so I think Millen is the guy. And then some of the other Nevada guys, I mean, Torrey Horton, he lit CSU up 2 weeks ago. He had two touchdowns in the first 4 minutes of the game. Melquan Stovall, another good receiver from Nevada that's going to play a lot. I wouldn't be surprised to see Avery Murrow, running back, play a lot. A couple defensive guys from Nevada are going to play. And then a bunch of O-line transfers as well that are probably starters. So you have, like I say, I'll break it down a little more once I can digest the whole list a bit. But there are a number of guys today that not only are going to play, but are going to start next fall, and like I say, I think Millen most likely is your QB1.
Oh, that's going to be very interesting. I know Rams fans excited about that prospect. Talk to us a little bit about their wide receivers. I saw to tight end as well, Jordan Williams. That is a big person, very big, 6'7", 195 pounds. Jay Norvell said, I want to get big. I want to get big with receivers, tight ends. Overall, there's a lot of big offensive linemen, too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a lot of size. The 6'7" obviously jumps out, but there, like I say, Mekki Fox is one. He had a great high school career. There a couple of those guys from Inglewood, Lewis Brown and Justice Ross Simmons, had really good high school careers, and they fit that kind of lanky, athletic receiver type he had described. And again, receiver is a spot that you can play early. Obviously there's developing to do there, but if you can go get the ball, they can find space for you. So a couple of those guys, a couple of the transfers, maybe some of the guys still here, like Adonte Wright, and you kind of know what your receiving core is, I think.
So what do you think about Adonte Wright? I mean, so many wide receivers, some of them are going to play, as you said. What does that mean for Adonte Wright? Is he going to fit in nicely? Is he going to be a big part of what the Rams are doing, or maybe won't be a Ram next year?
Yeah, I mean, right now, I think he's still on board to the best of my knowledge. And the thing about Norvell's offense is they really spread around. I think when I was looking at the numbers, they had either five or six receivers with more than 35 catches last year.
Wow.
So it's not going to be, you know, we keep talking about Trey McBride, and rightfully so, with 90 catches. You're not going to see a guy with 90. You're going to see five guys in the 40 to 80 range. And that's why, you know, a guy like Dante, obviously he doesn't fit the, you know, 6'4 profile that Norvell talked about, but he's a really talented guy that Norvell absolutely, you know, would be able to find a way to get him the ball. So yeah, right now I think he's still in the mix, and assuming he is here in the fall, I think he'll absolutely play a role.
We're talking to Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado. Any shocks to you at all on this list? I had talked to Coach Norvell last Friday kind of about the bump and run, you know, don't let quarterbacks have any room. So I thought we might see a little heavier on the defensive back side, the cornerback side of it. But does that shock you at all, or what does stand out to you?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely thin there. That's probably something we'll see in late signing day, a little bit more focus there. Because, yeah, the defensive side's still looking like it's going to be thin. But that's probably not a surprise. I mean, I know everyone's excited, but it takes more than just one signing period to reset a roster. So there's going to be some ups and downs. But, yeah, I think it's very heavy offensive, you know, building that air raid right now.
All right, so Twitter's telling us all these great things. I'm loving the coaches' tweets. We've got the 1990s wrestling game going on. Absolutely love the NWO tweets. But you tell me, Kevin, is it as good as advertised, right? Anyway, we won't know until it's on the field. Some of these players have been on the field, though. Just from your gut reaction, looking at these names and how today's going, because I'm trying not to get too fanboy-y here, what do you think? Is this look as good as advertised so far?
Yeah, I mean, on paper, I'd say this is really, really good class, especially with how short a time period they had and a mix of guys that can play right now and some development guys, especially, you know, with the transfers. Those are guys that can help you right away. So, it's a long time until season starts, but right now I'd say you have the makings of a pretty darn good offense and a defense that probably is going to hurt a little bit, you know, if I were to look big picture. But, again, we have a long way to go. But on paper, I think it's fair to be very happy and excited if you're a CSU fan.
Hey, if you can score 60 points a game, you don't need a defense, do you? Right? I mean, that might be the way to go. Kevin, I know we got a Zoom thing coming up. I know you're there. I'm going to jump on. I don't want to get blown away on the way over there, so I'm jumping on. I know Trey McBride's going to talk, and then we're going to hear from Javon Norvell, so I'm looking forward to all of that. And great job by you, man. You guys put this out. I love the breakdown of all the players, the details available at the Colorado, and excellent work by you as always.
I appreciate it. It's a crazy week, but fun one.
All right. So we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks.
Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Coloradoan. A lot of offense. You're going wide receivers. And again, a lot of 6'1", 6'2s. I thought maybe 6'3", 6'4s would be there a little bit more, maybe. But, you know, long, lanky guys. And we'll see how that transitions. And then you got that monster tight end who I think he can play wide receiver too. I mean, again, tight ends this day and age, they can line them up anywhere. So big day for Colorado State. Interesting day for CU. UNC, I'm going to get more details hopefully on that tomorrow as we break into it. Short time, but we'll be back at it for 2 hours on a Thursday. That's going to do it for us. Do not forget, we got a long list of lineup here. We got Betting Across America. We got the Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. Probably going to keep you up to speed with weather. UNC Arizona tonight. 6:30, we start the pregame show, 7 o'clock. Jerry Schimmel on the call. Good night, Northern Colorado.